Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
A faith-driven life. So I'm a fellow some said of our God in the second service. Thank God for all we've heard in the first service. The foundation for faith, a faith-driven life, is nothing but God's word. I said that to you. It's nothing but God's word. See, from Revelation, the TV here is not on, Romans 10 and 17. 10 and 17. Romans 10 and 17. So then faith comes by the hearing of God's word. But let's see from verse 15. And how shall they preach? Okay, go to verse 14 then. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
How then shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? They didn't believe because they've not heard. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Let your attention be here, please, okay?
Yes, sir.
Everybody, don't be distracted. No movement. Be all seated. Hallelujah. How then shall they call on him of whom they've not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they've not what? Heard. And how shall they hear without a preacher? You see that? They have to call upon him, but they've not believed. Why didn't they believe? They've not heard the word of God. Why didn't they not hear? There was no preacher to preach it. You see why people have not received Jesus? Probably maybe because you have not preached. It may be available, but you have not preached. Are we together? One time I was bringing this thing out. I was joking with my wife and I said, there's a certain woman in a family that respects me so much, but she's from a very an Orthodox background, a particular Orthodox background. So I said to her, I said that there'll be trouble with our relationship probably, maybe the day we decide to start teaching this woman the truth. Because she is deeply rooted in that place where she is. And we see some wrong, one or two things we are sure is not supposed to be. But we have not really come in directly and say, this is wrong, ma, blah, blah, blah. Because we have a very smooth relationship. Are we together?
Yes,
sir. So I said to her, I wonder how it will be. She said, well, you preach it in church. And she will hear. I said, no, that's not the point. I want you, who is related to her, to teach her. She said, Pastor Simon, no. She will come to church, then you will preach it, she will hear. I said, no, you will teach her. And I had to explain to her that, you see, it's not just, you know, we are siblings, we are family, and you think that's all? If you don't, I told her jokingly, I said, if you don't preach to this woman, the sin will be on your head. See, Pastor Simon, I say yes. Because you are in this family. I know I'm in the family, but not as much as you have been. Do you know what I'm trying to say? So I told her, you have to preach. You have to preach to her. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Very important. So we're just joking about it. But it's the truth. Some of you have people like that in your home that you don't think you need to preach to them. But you have to preach to them. In fact, some of them are your fathers. All of you are going to church on Sunday. He's arranging kai kai. On a Sunday morning, You want to talk, but you are seeing your life in your hands when you dare to talk. Say, me, if I talk now, they will kill me in this place. You have to talk. And when I say talk, I didn't say core. Hey, daddy, people, they go to you, they drink, kaka, which kind of father you be? No. Trust God. Firstly, if you will take time to pray, because you know your father more than I do. You know, there are some of you here now, may come to us and say, I want to preach the gospel to your dad. I say, hey! I say, why dad? I say, hey, pastor, please, I use God, beg you. No statue till you don't feel it. That's their pastor. They know he's anointed, but they are begging him, no start with tea, you know, if he finish. Pastor, I don't want my father to disgrace you, please. He will disgrace you and your anointing. They are very sure they are that. You know, and sometimes you may be wrong. You know, other times you may be right. But you know, sometimes you can be wrong. How many of you were shocked the day your sibling gave their life to Jesus Christ? You heard your sibling were born again and you were shocked. Anybody here? Have you ever heard about one of your siblings? Some of you here, your siblings are not born again. You are in a big problem. You have to go and preach very well. I mean, you heard that one of them who was stubborn went to one church. Then maybe you were checking the picture. You saw him come to the front and lift his hands. Meaning he went to the front and said, Lord Jesus, today I receive you into my life. He did all those things. You were hearing your brother saying it. You just look and say, Now John be this. Don't disturb me. Now, John, be this. Amen. Bye bye. Hallelujah to Jesus. See, John become born again. Jesus Christ. If John feel become born again, anybody feel become born again, no? And some of you is one of your friends. You have talked all the stupid thing in this world. There is no bad thing. In fact, the latest bad things in hell, you people have discussed it. Then one day, the friend did not only become born again. He went to a church. The friend was leading prayer. Libros kibarash kabababa. He said, hey! Maybe I know this. I know they see where. Now, wow. These people have been deceived. This one, if this one not Christian, me, I'll be bishop. If any of you become born again, I swear nobody will not change with this word. People talk like that. Because they know you. They know you. They know you. They know your sin. And the way they see your sin, you are not close to repenting. And all of a sudden, you became born again. And you were preaching like, that's the power of the gospel. It can change anybody. The day you decided to become born again, did you plan to be born again? How many of you here today, some of you that have not been born again, you need to be born again. But for some of you that are born again, the day you became born again, did you plan it? Say, today I started a good church. I go born again, oh. You probably say, let me just go. Let this person stop the invite me. Make I go. Make the person know, say, I don't come. As you went there, you were preaching, you were even checking time and church, you go. Suddenly, you, rock of ages. You don't know what is moving you. You that have not cried for the past 15 years. You don't know where tears is flowing from. You touch your eye, tears. So, dear she, I reject this thing. I reject her. Me, when man no fit make cry. Now, Bible go dey make cry. I reject her. All of a sudden, the thing is falling. Ah! Before you know, you have lifted up your head. You are on the ground. They say, if you want to receive Jesus, you are on the front. You have even knelt down. I want to receive Jesus. How did it happen? The gospel. Are you saying, how then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? But that's not the problem. How shall they believe in him of whom they have not? How shall they hear without a preacher? Pastor, my brother, he cannot repent to preach the gospel. And there's a way a minister should be. Let me add this. Some of you want to preach the gospel to your siblings. You are not ready to change. That's the way a gospel minister must be. You may be a sibling to your brothers and sisters, but as a minister of the gospel, there's a way you ought to behave so that you should be listened to. You cannot be stealing meat in the pot and expect your siblings to respect Jesus on your inside. You are finished stealing meat. Say, see, no good. sinner is telling people sin no good for doing a particular kind of sin. You see, all this fornication and adultery and stealing, you know, good, oh, may not stop all this bad thing. But your own stealing is mild, is a holy stealing. Because it's just simple meat in the pot that everybody has seen the sin, or everybody is sinning the sin. So to steal meat for pot, maybe sin now. Now normal sin. Now normal sin where even Jesus maybe he do. Maybe Jesus on Christmas Day, that time in this world, as he mother the fried meat, maybe Jesus self carry. Just chop. Some people, some kind of, do you know some people, lies now are normal to them. Lies. They just tear the lie. They will not start repenting. They ask, lie no good. Oh. I don't know when the lie come out, but lie no good. Oh. In fact, some have forgotten that they even lie. Lie has become their norm. They've forgotten that everything they are saying is a lie. I swear to God. They are lying, oh, with I swear to God. Because they've grown up. You know you can grow up into lies till lie become your norm. That you lie for a living. You lie. You don't know. You just arrange the lie. Arrange the lie. The day you discover you lie, even you to shock you. Let me lie this lie. I can't lie this one. I can't lie this one. And if you are not careful, if you are born again, you'll be so shocked that you may be still lying. The worst is when you become a preacher. You are the one that will tell us that you were sitting down, then suddenly oxygen came, you told oxygen go back. And carbon dioxide came. Because you just want to look for something to say to get the people, wow, 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 wow. You know, there was a certain man. He say odd things. I don't know his name. He's very young on Facebook. Bloggers now, if they want to make people laugh, they quote, carry his video and put one side. The last one I saw was that he said, bottle wants to fall from a table. As the bottle was falling, he said, bottle, stop, go back. And the bottle stood up, move back. Now, it's not like God cannot do things like that. But he has been saying some things that are not they are not consistent with God's word for long. Now that he's even saying something, we don't know which one is true and which one is lie, because the lie and truth are going hand in hand with each other. You must be careful as a preacher. Are you listening to me? You want your sibling to repent. There's a way you ought to live your life. That's what will make them to repent. You are arranging babe for your elder brother. You want him to repent. There are younger brothers who do that. Yes, I know what I'm telling you. Agaimaka, get that girl number. You give. Then you put his name on the list that you are praying for him to receive Jesus. How? They do it. Especially boys that have younger brothers. Elder brother, they do those things very well. Sonina, your friend be that. Yes. I like her. No. Give me the number. If you want that 5K, why? Give me the number. That's how your number. Please, who am I talking to? Is Sonny's elder brother? Sonny just said I just collected the number to greet you. Nothing more. How are you? Then you now say I'm leading. For example, it happens. Some of you is anger. Anger. You see, as nice looking Benjamin is here. If, for instance, he has anger issues, no matter how powerful God is in him, his siblings will not accept. In fact, they will not receive the preaching because they want it to pain him. I don't go repent. May him die. Make him die. Wicked boy. Because the last time they were talking, he just said something that made Sonia Benjamin angry. Benjamin now took it. Why? He talk again. They design here and here. And I say, see, I'm doing this thing because Jesus loves you. You have designed somebody's face here. Yeah. You have elder brother. You be pointing him as a Christian. Minister of the gospel. You are the one that have repented in the family. No lie. But your repentance have not finished. It has not finished. It's in the process. They make you angry. You just come in the power. Who touched my food? See, this house goes scatter. He goes scatter. Who touched my food? I don't get joy. I swear to God. That's a minister of the gospel. They don't touch him meat. He couldn't forgive meat. That's what they do. Stupid people. That's why they go church. Stupid people. They will keep us in meat. When I go steal her. Idiots. Bastards. And I go in fire. Then maybe your elder brother will say, Benji. Born again. If you wake me tomorrow morning for any prayer, I swear I will break your head. If you just open your mouth, wake me for any prayer, hypocrites. Now then go church pass. Now then bad pass. Leave me or make a day house. I get better mouth pass you when they go church. Most of you are suffering this sin, I'm saying. Most of you. Your Christianity now is like a yoke on your head. They use it to disturb you in the house. Now you go church pass. In fact, they want to even take advantage of you. They use church. And cut me meat now. I'm born again. Might get 200 now. Pastor. Me, I don't say you will give me. I trust you as a man of God that you are. The only good person in this house. I will go to church tomorrow, yeah? I will follow you go to your church tomorrow. I might get 500. Go so I come. They will use everything. Take advantage. Now, to come to church, man, you'll be paying people money to come to church. You go, you know, they go to church. That 2,000 will I go pay. Who will pay for me if I go to church? I don't get church. I'll pay your transport. Now, the 2,000 I want. I'll pay the 2,000. I give me before we go. I tell you the truth. Especially younger sisters. They will suffer you. You have to be ready. In fact, Jesus said in this world, tribulations must come. These are some of your tribulations. Yes. In fact, they will mock your praying in tongues. When you finish praying in tongues, you hear, now wow. Which kind of tongues be that? You want to remove blue from your hand and stone person. Which kind of tongue be that? You go just the disturbed person. You finish praying in the spirit, full of the Holy Ghost. You just sit down in the parlor. I beg me when they allow person sleep. Is you they are talking to that they are saying, make when they allow people sleep. Maybe some people they allow people to sleep for this. You go to wake up and they do me and so they pray. If you have prayer, come on, you pray like animal. You are boiling point. God is saying, calm down. You are not looking for scripture that strengthened my hand to war. As you just try, boy, you say, after all, my Christianity has finished now. Let me beat this idiot. The devil will distract you. He will try. Are you listening to me? Very intentional. The devil, very strategic. Let me show you something about Satan. When they give birth to Moses, Satan said they should kill all the firstborn, all the newly the children that were newly given birth. All of them. Satan inspired the king to say they should kill them. Are you listening to me? How strategic and wicked, strategically wicked Satan can be. When they gave birth to Jesus, he inspired the king again. Kill all. Many innocent children died because they were looking for Jesus. Many innocent, in that generation, many innocent children, they died. Because they were looking for who? Jesus. Because Satan is a waster. They say, you are there. He will say, okay, everything there, destroy it. That's how serious he can be. Because he's looking for what? One person. You think Satan will not take it that serious in your house too, to distract you? Distract your faith? Then you now take one, just especially with boyfriend and girlfriend. You think he will not do that? If he can do this, is it boyfriend and girlfriend will not use to distract you? Somebody that killed an entire generation to look for Jesus and Moses will not carry men, inspire men with pink lips and Nigerian chests. Like some of them were saying last Sunday. So come and meet you. A boy is going, a tool for Satan at the status quo. Not because he's a bad person, but Satan is using him at the status quo. Did you see that story of a young boy who made more than 10 girls pregnant? Including his august child? He came to learn work. Made workers pregnant. Made Ogapikin pregnant. If you see the boy, you will shout. Very small boy, but working wonders. That's how Satan can inspire somebody. How can you just see someone like that? He's just looking for people to impregnate. That's his mission. Some people's destiny is going well. It's going well. See, one day they were walking, they saw one guy, he smiled, they fell in love. That's where problem came in their life. I heard a story of somebody, he already married though. In fact, he did not even do proper marriage. He made somebody pregnant on one side, made another person pregnant on another side. He's a soldier, he was now posted to another side. When he came there too, he was looking for to make pregnant. His mission is to make girls pregnant. In different places they post him. So he saw this certain lady. Pursuing destiny. JJ. I, the lady. She hit her leg on stone. Wanted to fall. That was all. She just fell. That was all. When she fell, in fact, came to the family house and said he's interested in her. Such a wicked person. Told the mother, told everybody. I don't know that he bought rapper. So he gave them that privilege to trust him. Not knowing he has two children elsewhere. Different location. He's been fruitful and multiplying. That's how they allowed this guy. So they were seeing, you know, you'll be wondering, you know, one mystery. You are seeing a guy and a lady always playing in the afternoon. Then one day you hear somebody crying. Where did the miracle happen? They are always in the day. We never saw them in the night. That's what happened. The lady just came out one day, she's pregnant. Okay, we're a little bit consoled. Why? Because the man is responsible. Only for calls to be made. He's not picky. They've given birth to a child. He has not seen the child till today. Why? Now today, I have children. No, I beg you, I cannot take care of that one. No. That's all. Now the lady is left with no option. She's keeping her baby. Hardworking lady, still struggling with a baby she was not prepared for. Are you seeing that? Satan. How would that lady know that this one is a deceiver of the brethren? He greeted mother. Greeted father. Are you listening to me? If it's not God that can show you, nobody can show you. I love you. I swear to God. I swear with my mama grief. Only God knows the heart. Do you know some people who are toasting you? They are toasting somebody and you hand in hand. And funny enough, two of you agreed. The worst of all is that you had an impression that God was leading you into the hand of a toaster, a deceiver. You know, that's one of the worst places to be in life. You say you prayed, you heard God, you now enter a deceiver hand. So, come, let's help you with counseling. Because if you don't come for counseling, you go for therapy next time. So, choose the one. And therapy don't solve problems, they manage situations. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Very careful. See, the only thing is to meet pastor. How you know a demonic boy? Why would go meet your pastor? Not God. And you'll be saying, not sure. Why everybody not mediator? My love, Moku, forget that man. When you go come see my people, they are the ones that matters in this matter. Pastor will now receive card. Pastor, sir, I want to invite you for my wedding. I celebrate Grace. I celebrate Anita. Well done. And they give us the invitation. We look at it. Pastor Chris said something. He said, I have attended many weddings that I know will not work. He said, but I'll sit down and be watching. He said, I've attended many. I think I heard Pastor Femi Lazarus to say something like that. That he has seen people that he knows that this thing will not work. Advice, they still enter. They will still say Spirit of God. That's where it's worst. You know, not just for teaching sake. I've seen people sometimes come to me. Pastor, sir, I heard God. As I move, then something told me, then my ear moved, then this one, that one, that one. I should be looking like this. We've been there. That's why it's good to come. Under my watch, people have entered relationship and are married in this church. Are you listening to me? Under my watch, many people that came did not enter. I scatter it. I carry my hand, chuck it in the mud, and scatter everything. In fact, you found trouble for coming. I called lady and said, that one is thinking of you. Don't agree again. Your life. For some, I say, don't ever try. They did not go. Why? Because I know they are making a big mistake. There are some people that cannot even manage heartbreak. Are you listening to me? You tell them no, they are just gone. There are some boys you tell no, they will never come to this church again because you are in the church, you that said no to them. They will never come to this church again. In fact, some telling them no is the end of their Christian walk with God. They can't walk with God again. Some people can be so emotional. Have you seen people like that? They had heartbreak. They almost commit suicide. Heartbreak that people are having. You want to commit suicide. I'm traumatized. I'm whatever ties. Wow. He deceived me. Oh God, hug me please. They hug you. He deceived me. I'm contemplating suicide. If you are contemplating suicide, you'll be telling people, go and do the suicide. Say you are telling me I'm contemplating suicide. You just say you are looking for pity. Hallelujah to Jesus. No, I'm not saying people don't do that, alright? You know, I was shocked one time I heard somebody was trying to enter one river at Lagos, the bridge. I say Nigerians have started committing suicide. This government is strong. Hallelujah to Jesus. So terrible, they had to catch the guy. And bring him, and you know, Nigerians will not. Americans will be like, why are you trying to commit suicide? It's not nice. Nigerians were shouting on the guy, you they mad? Where did they walk you? You come around, you they mad? You be mumu, you know, you get life. You see me, what did I get? I don't kill myself. See, bros, I go wash you. Somebody that wants to commit, you want to wash him. Nigerians are blessed people. You know that when they caught that guy at the bridge, hey, you they mad? That's what I was hearing. You they something they worry you? Give her food, mate, chop her back. Are you listening to me? Be careful. Some people, Satan has reasoned some people chose to destroy your life. You see a lady, oh Rabakapa, we are taking nations. In the name, you've wasted impartation on the lady. Every service, take! Under the power of the Holy Ghost, take! Under the power of the Holy Ghost, take! Every day you are laying hands. She's growing Moses. Only for her to go and fall in love one day. All your investment over the years, wasted. Why do you think I shout? So ladies, sometimes there are some of you know you have called, sir, I sat down. Then when I sat down, I thought, well, I thought he now smiled. When he smiled, I said, ah, maybe this is my husband. I said, shut up. There are some of you have shouted like this. I said, shut up, close that mouth. All these years we have been training you to know that's how you found husband. And I look, as I look, I went to my husband's description. The Lord told me, my husband will be a singer. You know how to play keyboard. You have BS, one will face not. You have rubbish things. People are taking nations. You are writing husband on the ground. Mumu thing. I don't know where they learned all those rubbish from. Where did they tell that God used to describe wife or husband for people? If you have any special... special experiences like that, it's very rare, but God does not waste his time doing things like that. Somehow the thing will play out. You will know this is your husband or your wife. Are you listening to me? And if it's truly God, the truth is that your conscience will tell you, you know. When you know, nobody can say, when you say yes, this is God and it's truly God, nobody can say no. Nobody can say no because it's truly God. But now, I'm your shepherd. You are making a mistake in relationship. If God wants to use anybody to advise you, who will he use first? Your shepherd's voice. Yes, sir, So this person is making a mistake. I can't see it clearly, but I'm sleeping and I'll wake up. This name will just come to my head. And then, bam. Lord, why are you calling this girl's name in my heart? Then I start praying in tongues in the night. On, you know, you people have put us, your situation have made us, our life is prayer. I tell you, sometimes I wake up 3 a.m. to start a prayer. And I have service maybe on Sunday. 3 a.m. My service, maybe I have to wake up 7 a.m. I'm praying 3 a.m. When will I finish prayer? Services, I finish 7 a.m. I have to start dressing and preparing my clothes. And when I'm praying, I will not hear somebody's name. The Lord will not tell me what to do. As I hear it, I will feel peace. That means time to sleep. In my heart, I will not say, so this is why I prayed. I'll go back to sleep. Now, see the kind of investment you had hearing God for this person. You now open that your mouth and say, God says this. The person will say, no, now deceive, they deceive us. You know, I'm pastor, no one make I find love. I don't old though, I be 27. I don't old. Then of course you go to Facebook, Satan will position their daddy freeze for you. They'll be waiting. All of these church girls. You don't want to marry. You want to marry a man that prays in tongues. You go die there, May these pastors, they deceive you. They don't marry. They have children. Fine wife. They will marry fine wife. You know, they used to say the pastors know how to marry fine wife. They will not be deceiving members to marry any wife. See, you go there, they say, blah, blah, blah. See them. Don't marry. Anybody that call, marry the person. You'll now be doing your hair like this. You see now, you are with itchy ears, looking for a deceptive message to hear. What was driving you? Your age. And sometimes our parents cause it. You are in the house, you make one mistake, you just hear one statement from your mother. Don't break my things, oh. Go to your husband's house and break your own. Waiting connects husband house and this thing. Now your mother is telling you that your time in this house is over. There are some ladies that have met me and say, sir, my mother and talking about husband is too much, sir. I don't even know. Do they, this mistake parents make sometimes, do they go and plug husbands? They think it's those olden days thing that they used to do before. Where you just be cutting, sweeping room, house. I do not say, call. Ene! Come to the compound. Come here, sit down. That's the lady. You now be wondering what is happening. Okay. She will fit my son very well. Okay, we will come with our kinsmen. That's all though. You did not fall in love. You did not grow friendship. You just enter husband house. You start falling in love there. And friendship there. Coincidentally, some of them worked. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? But it doesn't happen like that now. Things have changed. Are you listening to me? If you try that one now, you go and marry a fellow woman if you are not careful. You have to take your time. Lord, give you understanding. You have to take your time to search. Are you listening to me? Search. Wait on the Lord. As a preacher, you know, when I talk about this and I focus more on women, I've lost more women to men. In the ministry, men can be 38 and they are still serving God well. In fact, they are not thinking marriage, some of them, which is a bad thing. At 38, you say, I'm burning, we're taking nations. I'm not saying we're not taking nations. Say, Kai, I sense that spirit of an eunuch. If I slap you, eunuch. Because they are scared of responsibility. Some of these Christian men, they listen to Gege. That's their problem. That Gege. I hope you are not listening to him. They listen to that guy. He'll be telling them marriage is scam. Marriage is just designed to make man suffer. Something God designed. That guy is telling us is man that designed it to make man suffer. You can imagine that rubbish. Say man does not benefit. If you are not careful, that thing will enter you as a man. You will know. This one day I was passing and I just came across a video. I said, let me listen to this guy. I said, Jesus Christ, if you go to the comment section and see what men are writing, my brother, thank you. That's why I left my 5 years marriage. I tell you the truth. Said, my brother, thank God, though. I nearly died for marriage. Now I have peace of mind. Nami go do this one. Nami go do that one. Nami go do this one. Ha! I beg. Baby mama is a new way. Look at that stupid statement. Baby mama is a new way. It's a demon. Are you people get on trying? It's a spirit trying to rest upon men. So you say a young man is just living his life, living his life, living his life. Then they'll say, marry. You say, God forbid. What do you want to do? I'll just. Your mother will not. Give me a grandson. You want grandson? You want grandson? Good thing. They go and get grandson or granddaughter. Bring it, keep in the house, continue their life. In fact, that's not the worst part of it. There are ladies who have designed, they have prepared their mind that them, they don't want to marry. They only want to become baby mama. How did the devil get people to this point? How? That somebody is happily married, or you are in one house somewhere as a baby mama, because they are supplying all your needs. The baby needs 2 million for upkeep. They fire 3 million. They have started business. Baby mama is in the way. How could you? How can you think of things like that? You know, one day, many years ago, as a student, we were in IT, and there was this certain lady who was just talking rubbish at my back. I was just at the front, she was at the back. She's saying ranting stupid things. I couldn't help it. I had to turn. Most times, it's not my business. They know me in the class. I don't talk. In fact, it was during IT, people knew I was their classmate. They always used to think I was a medical student. I heard many people thought I was a medical student also. And I turned and looked at her. She said, Pastor, sorry. I said, no, it's fine. I continued what I was doing. Guess what she was saying? She said, she is engaged. She's almost going to be married. Engaged. Almost going to be married. Saying, whiskey. Oh, there, whiskey. Oh, jeez. Oh, Jesus. If I could just have one night with this guy, I'm fulfilled. She is engaged. Almost going to be married. We have celebrated her in the department. Almost going to be married to an innocent man. That means if this lady is opportune to meet whiskey one day in the marriage, or maybe whiskey nephew or something, the child will look at you and will look like you one side. You be seeing whiskey in the boy. So I think this boy should be a singer. He has the whiskey anointing. You see, even you are calling him singer because he looks like whiskey. You should not say, yes, honey, I think it's true. He should sing. Not knowing that you are training another man's child. You know, I heard somebody say something. I said, that can never be true. But I said, why did this man, respectable man, say this thing like this? 90% of women, if they do DNA tests, some of their children, it's not their own. I said 90%. I just walked away. I said, these two people, they are not disciplined. How can you look at the whole Nigeria and say 90%? What kind of stupid statement is that? I hate indiscipline statement, actually. You can't tell me 90%. As I was scrolling, I heard somebody again. I don't know that, as they say DNA, they down there, they heard DNA. They started giving me video on DNA. I tried to watch their analysis. Doctors were speaking out. They'll do DNA. Wife will come back the evening and be begging me money. I beg, tell my husband that is my. Some have collected the money, and they still say that it's not your wife. So I should tell you, please don't tell her I'm the one that told you. You can imagine. So how is it happening? The devil. Imagine you are in a house, growing up with your brothers and sisters, and one day your mother does a confession. This one is your son. This one is your son. That one is not your son, and it is you. Eh? Where will you start from? Where? His father, I cheated on you with his father. Your father cheated on somebody's. Imagine. In fact, now you don't like your father, but your father produced you. You don't know what to even do. You are not a mistake, of course. Are you listening to me? It's such a terrible situation. Breaking homes, giving people mental problem. Children mental problem. we must really contend for the faith. Are you all listening to me tonight? You must really what? Contend for the faith. No matter what, I don't joke with the faith. I don't joke with my beliefs. I don't play with it anywhere. Are you listening to me? I'm bent on my belief. I stand with it. I don't joke with it anywhere. I can't compromise anywhere. I cannot have a firm or something and you come and do whatever comes to your mind. It's not possible. How many of you have gone to somebody's place and intended to change the song? They will play what they want. You come to my place, you play what I want. I left church one day. I'll never forget a boat guy took me many years ago. And he was playing what this song. I said, change the song. You are entertaining me. I'm the one you carried. He said, oh God, nothing is wrong with this song. I beg, please. I said, open the car. I want to go. He said, sir, for song, I eased and I opened the door while it was. He said, no, sorry. I'll change it. He said, Jesus Christ, this is brutal. I said, thank you. He changed it to a gospel song. I said, if you don't have a song, leave it like that. I don't joke with my faith. I cannot be in your car and you're subjecting me to demons. I told him that. Same way, if I go to the gym, I don't tell them, make una offer a song, pastor, don't enter hell. I carry my own headset. Whatever they are hearing is their own cup of tea. I'm hearing my own. You know, one day they made a mistake at Air Force Base gym when I used to gym. And they told me to play a song from my phone. I said, no. You people should play your songs. Don't worry, I'm listening. You know, pastor, you have not played any day. You always used to just come and do your tea on your own. Please, today you play your song. We want to respect everybody. And everybody should fear a monk. I said, do you mean what you are saying? He said, okay, the song you are hearing now, start with that one. Because the way you are moving, you should be hearing a song that is inspiring you. Okay, no problem. Paul Weber. I enter the holies of holies. I just lock up because I warned them. So I was still moving in my pace. Everybody was turning. What is happening in this gym? Instructor there. People, everybody. What did happen? I'm just seeing hands like this. The next one, Dom Wen. My collection, so ancient and anointed. Ron Kenoli. Not these ones with neck like dog all over their chain and singing rubbish. I don't do those stupid songs. I listen to songs that make my conscience feel okay with God. I can't hear song of somebody that you open chest to this boy. I say, lift your hands. What kind of mumu song is that? What kind of song is it that made you open chest to this point? Who are you showing your chest? Is it the Holy Ghost? Is it like you are coming naked and not ashamed? Have you what? You can insult me, but I don't care. Let anybody want to talk what they want to talk. It's my own choice. You know, these days, I don't know what is wrong with gospel artists. Somebody says a gospel artist, he will put chain. I don't know who started this chain thing. I saw somebody one day, I can't remember. They have started putting chain. You see, people when they put chain, even this package said that they'll put two chain. Then they bought it, don't use to reach here again. It's here. Say they make one cloth now that is from here, you open. You'll be seeing a man's breast outside. It's like men are saying, we're tired for women oppressing us. We want to start oppressing them back. Is that what is happening? That's not all. Today I didn't want to touch that side, but I'm touching it again. The next one is nose ring. Gospel artist. Nose ring. Pastor Simon, there's nothing there. Blah, 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 blah. Speak all the English. Or you can speak English. You see, some of this thing cannot be explained. A man that have actually touched God, he knows what he's talking about. When he hears the sound, it's not about the words you are saying. He knows this thing is coming from one place that is not right. He just knows. You know, there was one joke, one video like that of an apostle many years ago. On his wedding, they played one song. He didn't even know it's a gospel song. They called the song gospel. But the song started like one Davido song like that. He was about to cut Keiko. He said, where is is it Dennis? Who played that? Who allowed? Take that girl out of here. He changed it for everybody inside wedding when they are cutting cake. They play, what kind of rubbish is that? Don't joke with me. Eh? They see what the warrior apostle. He's taking it personal. See, we have to take it personal. We finished joining wedding in church. God give us Christian homes. We sing, praise the Lord, let the earth, as we finish. One time. Inside reception. These are people that said, God give us Christian. They started creating demonic homes from reception. They said, this pastor, he too righteous. He too do. Now them be hypocrites. That's what they used to console themselves. See, now that day, now God go know you won't know. He go shock you saying, now me where a teen say, be bad person, be sinner. He go shock you saying, now me go day front on judgment day. Why he go shock us? Are you listening to me? And you are wondering, you are a child of God. You know why you, listen, do you know why you actually cannot stop listening to worldly songs? You know why? Because you don't have a secret place. You are not abiding in the presence of God. That's why you do wrong things. There are some of you that you fight not to listen. You fight yourself not to listen to secular, worldly songs. I mean, you are fighting yourself. Hey God, this song's sweet, but I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. You are fighting. Fighting is an indication you don't have a secret place. No matter how melodious that song is, I know where I stand. Are you listening to me? I know where I stand. Listen, there are angels around you. Angels. You create your atmosphere. Are you listening to me? How can you be a Christian and you are listening to worldly songs? You are creating a wrong atmosphere for demons. Something that was received under the influence of cocaine and demons. And Igbo, when he took it, he went there and said, one time. Oh, in the realm of demonism, he got it. Then a Christian received the inspiration and learned. They came to church. Jesus one time, Jesus one time. Somebody received under Igboism. Inspired somebody full of the Spirit. I get Jesus. I get Holy Ghost. I get Spirit of God. I get angels. I'm a God material. Everybody focus on Jesus. Focus on Jesus. Focus. Focus on your work with God. Lie. Even the people in the worldly world that say, hey, now wow, church don't spoil. Even the people there will say, this church, maybe the church will know that time when they grow up, but that Gen Z church, please. It's so bad. And you are praying and talking in such an atmosphere. When you are doing, if you check the nice needs, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my visa is them. Full of visa. My visa will be approved. At them. They can't even stand anything tough. My visa will be approved. Apart from visa and job and promotion, they don't pray about anything reasonable. Is visa, promotion, job? Maybe their wife is giving birth to a child. It's not coming out fast. Oh God, please. When the wife gives birth and it comes out, raise her. That's what you hear in the next music. I didn't want to touch this place, but we have to touch it. I'm trying to avoid it by all means. Because I've been talking about it for so many Sundays. Then some is hairstyle and lifestyle that they know nothing about. They want to copy by all means. As long as somebody who is popular, who does in quotes gospel music, does it, they want to do it. There's a lady one time I was selling my wife. I'm so bold about that. I said, this lady has a problem. My wife said, yes, I agree. I said, how can you say you are a gospel artist? Maybe, let's say you had this taste before you became born again. No problem. If you actually had tattoos before you became born again, me, I will not condemn you. Maybe that's when you were not born again. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? And now that you are born again, you probably cannot remove them. Are you listening to me? But you are born again. You are even a gospel icon. Then you decide to do tattoos. Under whose inspiration you even put Jesus there, be cross. Why? You know, someone started this thing not too long in the US, a pastor like that. And I saw a Nigerian pastor was saying, allow him, God is moving in things we cannot believe. I was just doing my head. See, I'm very young in this generation. But see, my mind is so ancient. My mind is so ancient. And when I say ancient, I don't mean stupid things that don't exist. Kingdom is kingdom no matter what. There's a mystery that's been hidden in ages past for our glory. Christianity is not Gen Z ideas. And I said to her, this is very, very wrong. Tattoos? No swing? I said, even the dress, look at how she looks. Someone will talk now and say, I don't know, man of God is blah, blah, blah. But it's wrong. It's entirely what? Wrong. Go and read about, we're not trying to just put them, make them look like God and princesses and queens and kings, but go and read about people of the past. Read about Sarah Spurgeon. Go and read about their children. Read about A. Allen. Read about how the move of God rose in that generation. Go to their meetings and see how decent they look. Shambach was a singer, hope you know. He was a music director of his church. Today he's preaching the gospel. Powerfully anointed. You will not even know that the guy was a singer. With A. Allen. But with the way our guys are going, before you know it's a scandal. It's so bad that in our generation, as a gospel singer is rising, what will end the person is a scandal. Before some of you started singing, we were hearing these songs. We were hearing gospel music. There are people who were very high than the people you are hearing today. That they just went off. Hope. What was it? A scandal. A scandal. It's a bad testimony. And that's how they reduce almost to nothing today. But look at, there are people you can learn from. See, if you look at them, the Bible says wisdom is known by our children. Look at some people. See, everybody's gospel artist. Which one are you looking for? The one that has the God kind of results. It's so obvious. See, today you can see their fruits even in their administration. Ron Kenoly was ministering in Ghana and they were videoing him. He didn't know when he kept the mic and said, stop it, stop it, stop it. He was telling them to stop it. He now asked them a question, when somebody is intimate with his wife, will he be comfortable if you are videoing them? They said no. See, that's what is happening right now. You may be excited for a moment, but drop your phone and join me worship God. They were very shocked. Which kind of old Baba is this one? But when they did what he said, the anointing broke out. He didn't care whether they were ministering, they were capturing him when he was crying, when people were... He didn't care. He just wanted the people to worship. It's called a call on to worship. Today, somebody is worshiping in his bedroom and he keeps camera to show us when he's crying. It's so funny. They want the appraisal of men. Oh, such a touching worship. In fact, before you enter car, they've video your shoe, your clothes. Video the food you are receiving. It's part of the ministry. It's dangerous because you see, there are a lot of young people who have been wrongly raised by that kind of thing you are doing. Many people now, if you go to Facebook, they want to show people they are doing well. Have you observed that? They want to show people they are doing well. Anything they have, they post. Even the cars that are not their own, they have posted and say it's their own. You know those days when they used to bring me with boats? When I'm coming down, they will snap the car. he remembered, because he started laughing, because he knows what I want to say. How see they were snapping me? I didn't have a problem until I saw the picture online. And I called, I said, "Am I a biker?" He said, "No, sir, it's nice." I said, "It's nice, that's why you snapped me from somebody's car and put online." I said, "Delete the pictures. Never snap me again from anybody's car. I have no biker. Even when I bought car, nobody can come and snap me removing my shoe from car. They are even used to wear shoe before I come to church." It doesn't matter. Are you listening to me? Very important. Have peace. Shalom. Peace. Inner gratias. Do you understand? Peace. Inner peace. Have peace of mind. There is no point to prove to. In ministry, I don't have any point to prove to anybody. No single point. That's why when you are in discipline, I will discipline you. If I have a point to prove to some of you, I will allow you to come and sing with no secret place. But you say I suspended them, to all of them today. Even drum, I say nobody should play anything. They should be playing keyboard. Let's see, do like Jehovah's Witness or Deeper Life today. There's no problem. Why? Because I consider them to be quite indisciplined. Why? Pastor gave an instruction and he didn't see them. We went to clean church. Most of them did not come. And when I came and I saw the people that are there, I said, "The people that are there should lead praise and worship." They said, "Sir, what of backup?" I said, "Back up yourself. Church." In fact, those days, church used to be back up. Is these days that we just, "Abraham, bless his son. Hey, Konako, Konako, Konako." Is that not what used to happen in those days? You know what I mean? It's part of the discipline. And if you vest, I pursue you. Because I don't have any business with you. And I am called to discipline you, not to give you ice cream. That's what God has called me to do to you. Before now, we don't know ourselves. Do we know ourselves? Why am I in your life? To be your pastor. You are not my pastor. I'm your pastor. And you cannot teach me how to discipline you. I discipline you the way God wants me to discipline you. I told the leaders, I said, "See, this is not how I was raised, though, and I will not raise anybody like that. This is not how I was raised. I was raised in core discipline." Are you listening to me tonight? Core discipline and Jesus bearing witness. I was not raised in this kind of mentality. I was teaching them yesterday in the leadership meeting how that at 2:14. I don't know if many people knew that I was earning close to 100,000 at 2:14. I was the first teacher they paid in that school. The man said, "Pay Simon before you pay anybody," in 2:14. Plus the lesson, close to 100,000. I was buying phones for people in my fellowship that time, and etc. But listen, something profound happened. My spiritual father died that same season. And being very diligent with my work, I also paying, I still prepared all my exam questions because I didn't want an excuse, you know, to obstruct me from my job. So I did everything rightly, and I came to the school that day. I taught in all my periods. If I don't teach, if they want me to cover, they tell me to wait, because the man who teaches chemistry, he used to teach in different schools. So when if he cannot make it, he would tell me to help him cover for chemistry. I teach physics, I teach math and etc. Sometimes English. And that day, when I was done with my 2 periods, I came outside. And I pleaded with the headmaster or the principal, whatsoever they used to call them. I said I wanted to go for my spiritual father's burial. It was his burial that morning. And he said to me, "No, we don't permit people to go for such function, except his physical father." I said, "Sir, do you know the meaning of spiritual father?" I was really blunt with him. I said, "He's the person that brought me up in the faith. He died." Firstly, I felt like you should be sympathetic first. "Oh, sorry, pastor." I said, "Okay, you can go since we are done." "Have you done with it?" "Yes." "Are you done with it?" "Yes." "Have you set your exam question?" I knew he was going to ask for me. I gave him my exam question. I said, "I've set it, sir." He was like, "Oh, wow. But see, we can't still permit you in case anything comes up. Except maybe it's your father that died or something." I said, "Sir, it's just a few hours. I'll be back if you want me to be back." He refused. Now, look at what I'm trying to teach here is the diligence. I went that same morning. I finished all my work that same morning. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So that there's no, nothing is missing here, nothing is missing there. And when he refused, I said, sir, I've left this job. He was so shocked. This is what I said. I said, I think my time here is off. He said, you mean you want to leave? We have not paid you for the money. Nope, you know. I said, no problem. You can keep the salary. He was so shocked. He was so shocked. I said, you can keep the salary. I'm going. It's my spiritual father's bear. When I was going out, the teachers were just waving and saying, we're so sorry, we're so sorry. You know, they were all missing me. But I left. That's how I left my job. But this is what to learn there. I was still very what? Disciplined. You know, we need to do something, church, blah, blah, blah. They said, come by 6 o'clock. You come by 8 o'clock. You say you fear God. What kind of a Christian are you? You don't have a secret place. That's just the bottom line. It's only when God speaks to you, go by 6, that you stand up and go. Then you don't know how to hear God. And probably you cannot make it. What do you do? If it's important, what do? You send an excuse. That's how people who reverence God behave. And the worst case is some of you who even missed it. For no reason. No, for some flimsy excuses. Sorry, sir, I was supposed to do this. Sorry, sir. Some flimsy excuses. You know, you think this is more important what you are doing this morning than what you did on Friday morning. It's not true. Are you listening to me? It's not true. You are very wrong. What you did on Friday is a proof that you are truly a Christian. Are you listening to me? It's amazing how pastor never misses service. It's amazing how pastor never gets sick, isn't it? Why is this person not in church? She fell ill. Pastor is always in church. Nobody knows when pastor is ill. Nobody knows when pastor is not ill. Because he's always speaking faith. I have pastors in this church that if you know, some of you will nearly cry. But I'm here teaching the word. Tough seasons in this church. I don't want to explain all those things. I'm not a victim. But I still spoke faith. I did not complain to anybody. Are you listening to me? Yet nobody knew. So these are very vital things to understand in ministry. Are you listening to me? What makes you a true Christian is not coming on Sunday alone. That's not what makes you a true Christian. Do you really participate in the work of the ministry? Do you participate? What are you doing? What is your own quota in making sure the ministry makes progress? What is your quota? What do you do? I'm not talking about finances yet. Let's keep money aside. What are you doing? Are you listening to me? These are the things that prove you love God. Not just singing on Sunday morning. When nobody is even noticing you, you are doing it with the depth from the depth of your heart. Nobody is saying, well done, oh, well done. You are doing it. I was teaching them one time in the leadership, how wherever I was, I cleaned the church for more than 2 years. Nobody knew I was the one cleaning the church. Nobody knew. I never went to announce I cleaned the church every day. The ladies will come and they'll just look at the place. Who always used to clean this church? I'll now come outside because I'll go and dust myself elsewhere. Then I'll enter the church and be playing the keyboard. So they will assume they even came to the church before me. Because I truly didn't want them to know. I felt like there was no need until I was caught one day. Yet I was a minister of the gospel. Not a pastor yet, but I was a minister of the gospel. Sometimes we have to say these things so that you learn from us. Are you listening to me? So that you learn. And yet in that season, there was so many castigation. So many, I still was there. In fact, I was suspended to preach. Because in their own words, they said, the things coming out from my mouth make lure people into wrong paths. So they suspended me for preaching for more than 2 months. How did they allow me to start preaching? The people said they want to hear me preach. And they were tired of excuses. They said, okay, you can go and preach. That's how I resumed preaching. Yet I never said I will not clean. These wicked people, I will not clean. These nonsense people, I will not clean. I still cleaned. Because he that seeth in shall reward where? He that seeth where? Shall reward where? Very important. Nobody needs to know the things you, the nice things you do. Whether people are seeing it, say, in this church, I know what I've done for this church. You know, some foolish people. Especially when they leave church, they say disgusting things. And this, I know what I've done for this church. You know, one time, as a young man, it's gone a long time ago, I was telling some people, I know what I've sacrificed for that church. When I heard the statement, I was so dumbfounded. You know what you have sacrificed for the church? Somebody I brought up spiritually, nurtured, gave him even clothes. The transport to come and hear the word of God. I was the one giving you transport to come and go back to your house. You grew up and you are now using the work to do the work of God. You now say they are using you. You have done what? So that thing you are doing now is you being used by the ministry. I just told the person, don't worry, it's fine. I couldn't stand there. What talk will I talk? So I was just wondering how foolish people can be. Even when I did not have, I gave. Even when I was sick, I went to church. For the fact that you are saying it now means that you have no reward even in those things. Because you are doing it from a wrong mentality. That's why the Bible says, be not weary in doing well. Forget about your neighbor. Every time they say come to church, they did not come. You know, say, Pastor, these people are not always come. Me too, I will not come. Since they did not talk to them, do not talk to me. Listen, Pastor talks to people that wants to be talked to. Pastor does not talk to everybody. Pastor talks to people that want to grow. Are you listening to me? Because we have to respect ourselves as pastors. We can't talk to people that will insult us. Are you listening to me? Why is Pastor always correcting me? He's not saying nothing to that brother. He doesn't want to be corrected. For you who is doing well and must grow well, we keep on correcting you. Because he that the Father loves, what does he do? He chastises. Why is Pastor taking this my case so serious? I'm a pastor, but see how Pastor shouted on me. Because to whom much is given, much is what? Expected. How could you be a pastor and you did that? How? My pastors know me. That is the worst place to be, that you defaulted as a pastor. How? How did you do it? How did you think about that? Of course, I don't shout where everybody is sometimes. Sometimes I call only you. Sometimes, maybe I shout where everybody is. How would you do that? It's part of the discipline. If my ministry with you as a pastor is only tied to teaching you the Bible on Sunday and you go home, I'm not your pastor. I'm not your pastor. I should go beyond teaching you this Bible to correcting you, reproving you, instructing you in righteousness. What it means for you to submit? This is what it means for me to be called your pastor. You said something wrong, I corrected you. I'm your pastor. Beyond teaching you the Bible. I see your status, I say delete it. I'm your pastor. I see you making a mistake in relationship, in life, in business. I say, 10. That's a wrong path to go. You turn away from it. I'm your pastor. Instructing in righteousness. I'm your pastor. I like my pastor. He teaches so well. That's all. I'm not your pastor. It's the truth. How does pastor get to instruct me, correct me, when you join a department in church? Pastor can say, okay, that's social department. This is what you should do. Prayer department, I want you to do this. Now, you say, I'm instructing you. The HOD comes with a report, sir. There's this person in this department that is considering a relationship, blah, blah, blah. That's how I get to know some of you. Okay, so what did you tell the person, sir? I don't think the person knows what she's saying. I say, why do you think she doesn't know? This is, okay. Well, I don't understand the case. Let me see the person. Okay, I think that's it. Just judge the case like this. You see? I'm pastoring you now. Are you all listening to me? Very important. You are the one that is advantage in this thing. It's not even me. Sometimes as pastors, we have this moment where we sit down and ask ourselves, what is our gain? I tell you the truth. We have those times we sit down and ask ourselves, we're not saying God doesn't bless us, so let's not lie to you. God can raise men to bless us. Are you listening to me? Sometimes a pastor can, you know, one time I was telling the Lord to forgive me when I said some things. I said, God, I'm so sorry, but if I was not a pastor, I know what I'll be doing by now in the city of Abuja or Lagos. I think I will not have the yoke. You know what Moses said? He said, God has placed the burden upon me, the burden of the people upon me. He said, I have no rest of myself. It's such a terrible place to be, but it's a nice place at the same time. That God places the burden of everybody. You are thinking for everybody. An issue comes up in the church, the pastor is the one thinking. You know, one time I was talking to my wife, I said, why is it that it's only me that is thinking about it? Why, even you, man, you don't look as worried like me? Why is it that when somebody does it, pastor carries on his head. This one, that person, why? Blah, blah, blah. You can't even sleep. You can't eat. Why? They say, somebody did this like that. Somebody, you can't even eat again. Your joy is gone. Because of how God connects the people to you. Are you listening to me? What is my joy as a pastor? Like Paul will say, is this not my joy that at the day of his coming, you guys will look fortified and capacitated? The Pausia idea, when the king goes to a distant nation and comes back, when the people he put in charge don't do the things, the assignment he gives them. So they'll be rushing and going to greet the king because they did their assignment. But if you did not do your assignment, if the king is entering, will you be hiding? He said, you are the reason for my joy on the day of his coming. I'll hug him because I did my assignment. How can I be raising a people that don't like prayer? And I'm okay as a pastor. Don't like the secret place. Cannot follow instructions. And I think I'm, you know, be telling them, bring people like you. Bring other disobedient, prayerless people like you. No, it has to, if you can change. See, give me 10 people that are ready to do this thing. We can change an entire city. There's a way you can carry this fire on your head, carry ministry on your head. I tell you, a city is too small for 10 people. Too small. They said, these men, two people that changed the world upside down, they are here again. They carry this fire so much, they will enter places. If they talk in a place, it's turned upside down. Because of the fire in their life. What is happening today? You see plenty of people lead to minimal impact in a city, in a nation. No fire. The same people who come to church are the ones in club on Friday. The same people. No fire. It's so terrible. The one in church on Sunday, she's on the road waiting for an allergy on Friday. And pays her tithe from the money. No fire. You come to church every day, pastor is talking about money, 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 money. You that you are making the money wrongly, you will not be moved. Because every time it's money. I saw 250 million. The Lord gave me 3 billion. I saw 3 billion. Is it Beth Ninja? And young pastors are talking now and they are locking them up. Those people are creating a wrong foundation for rubbish to happen in our nation. There's a young pastor that I remember spoke about this thing. I heard he was locked. Because he said a particular pastor was speaking ill. The ill of the gospel about money, money. He called out the pastor's name. It's not a new thing. It's a shame you even locked the person up. Because if you truly know what you are doing, you should have not locked the person up. Paul called out Peter. Peter did not report him to any police station. Peter repented. For you to arrest that person, you know what you are doing is wrong. They accuse you that you told pastors to sow $1,000 for 1,000 members. 1,000 members for $1,000. You can imagine. That desperation. $1,000 for 1,000 members. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you here tonight? We ought to wake up. I like the coldness. Tell your neighbor, wake up. Be very diligent for God. On Tuesday, I said something before I close. I said something before I closed last Tuesday. I said religion is so terrible. Somebody loves to be representing God. He loves to carry mic and represent God in prayer, in preaching, in singing, but they don't have a secret place. They don't like prayer. But they like to sing, dance, praise, do choreography, preach for God. Yet they have no secret place. That's a terrible place to be in life. That's religion. We can't change the world like that. Are you listening to me? And that's why I believe this prayer we have started in GCMI is not a coincidence. The 1.5 hour every day. If you are not doing it, it will show. It may not show for us in the ministry. A time is coming for you. See, let me tell you one thing with God. We are praying now, you are not praying. A time will come. God forbid. Maybe you are in a situation that the anointing is to save you. You may call pastor to speak word. It may not happen. God will tell you, you speak that word. Sometimes God will allow a situation that will make you bring the oil from you. You pray, they declare, you think pastor will just be there as a covering. He speaks what, nothing happened. God will say, you pray. You pray 1 week. Now you have to stop that sin you've been sinning. You are praying. 2 weeks you are praying, no change. You have become another person. You have cut off entirely from darkness. That's what God wants to achieve. That's why He wants you to pray. If you are not praying now and making sure that your path is right with God, a time will come, you will be in a situation. See, it's a promise. Whether you like it or not, a time will come in this life. You must. You can write this thing. I'm saying this. I'm saying Pastor Simon said one nonsense. Write it down. You are not serious with God. You are not praying. A time will come, you will be in a situation where you must pray this prayer. You will not become a victim of that situation. No. But you see this prayer you are not praying. You pray all at the same time. And at the end, as you are coming out of that situation, you are coming out a new man. Because He will mend you through the situation. He will arrange you the way He wants you to be. That's what He wanted to achieve. It's not because He cannot solve that problem. He wants to get your heart. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? There are people that have been there. Some of them have changed. They've gone back. But see, God has a way of still making sure. If Satan wants to do something, you say, Satan, I don't like what you are doing, but let me take the glory here. The leg bent, it doesn't want to straighten. They have tried to straighten it. It's not straightened. Everybody has tried. All the doctors have tried. The only thing you remember. Now you remember that Chadua Keo. More than Davido's song, this one is making song sound sense for you now. Instead of Davido, you now prefer Chadua Keo. Chadua Keo. Chadua Cho Cho. You don't like the song. You see, songs that are making sense. Domona is making sense to you. Be unto me. Those days you say, oh, what a boring song. I bet, play me that song. You see? But now Domona is making sense to you. Be unto me, our Father, who art in... You don't know when you are crying. Any moment you have cried. Hallowed be your name. You see? Ron Kenoly is making sense to you. Every knee shall declare. You don't know. Even Ron Kenoly's song of give, it shall come. He's making you cry. Give, it shall come back to you. Oh, dear Jesus. Good measure. Press down. There is no gospel song that does not make you cry now. You are seeing the revelation. You never used to see it. Now, if they just sing the song, you catch the revelation and say, oh! Sounds of the Spirit. Now arrange yourself. As you are hearing the word of God, allow Him shape you. Else, see, God will always allow a situation that will cause Him to be glorified in the situation. So that you are shaped through the situation. You are not designed to learn by experience. You are designed to learn by obedience. But if you refuse to obey, you must pass through the experience and learn it that way. Are you listening to me? So Jesus will say in John 15, the Father loves to prune. But He said, for you that the word is coming to, you are already made pure. But what if you disobey the word of God? The pruning will happen. And you know what pruning is? Something, a part of it, they will cut it. Are you listening to me? Cut it. It's part of your year. They cut it because it's decaying. You will prune so that you will bear more fruit. Fruit that will last. So the things you don't want to do today, you will still do tomorrow. You cannot escape it. You see down there, people are praying. You just look at the prayer. And they disturb, eh? As if now I pray pass. They just give her one position now. She won't kill everybody. You go call everybody. I beg. Go rest. Laba, 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 laba. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. With cold water. Thank you in your head. Cold water. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father. Ready with the excuse, sir. Sorry, I prayed. I slept while praying. But exam will come. You put ice block on your head. Boy's law is. Child's law is. I refuse to sleep in the name of Jesus. Boy's law is. What is this? Not the entire. Boy's law is. Child's law is. Let me sleep small and wake up. You sleep after 8 minutes, you wake up. Boy's law, because the burden is in your heart. You want to pass exam. But they say prayer is by 10. You are snoring with legs that open. Why did you not say I was tired? Useless excuse. Are you listening to me? You think God is not watching you? Useless excuse. He that seeth in the secret. You see that one person that is praying every time? God will use him. He will use him. You will see. You will see the way God will use that person. You will be there. Only you and God will know why he can't use you. Only you and God. The one that is praying now, we don't know. Only God knows. I don't care to know. But he that seeth in the shall reward. He said, me, I cannot be mocked. It is you that will be mocked. For God cannot be mocked. What a man he shall. So prayerlessness. Let me end here. I hope you learn. Christianity is not noise. Oh. It is true discipleship. It is not noise. It is not posting on Facebook and Instagram. That's not what Christianity is. It's following God. Following God in spirit and in truth. And the Bible says something. Said the Lord knows those that are his. Are you hearing me? Bow your heads and pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, help me to be disciplined in pursuing you. Go ahead. Help me, Holy Spirit. He's changing everything. In obedience to Christ, changing everything. In obedience to Christ, changing everything. In obedience to Christ, transforming everything. In obedience to Christ, He's the Holy Ghost, Spirit of the Living God. He's the Holy Ghost, seal of the age to come. He's the Holy Ghost, the seal of the age to come. And it's changing everything in obedience to Christ. He's changing everything. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, breathe on me. Hey, breathe on me. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, breathe on me. Oh, breathe on me. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, breathe on me. Oh, take your place. Take my body, my soul and spirit. Breathe on me. Take my body and soul and spirit. Breathe on me. Take my body and soul and spirit. Breathe on me. Oh God, take my body and soul and spirit. Breathe on me. Breathe on me. Oh, breathe on me. Breathe on me. Oh, breathe on me. Breathe on me, oh, breathe on me. Breathe on me. Take over, Jehovah. I have come to the end of myself. Take over, Jehovah. I have come to the end of myself. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I have come to the end of myself. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I have come to the end of myself. Take over, Jehovah. I have come to the end of myself. Take over. Lord, steer a fresh walk with your spirit in my life. Let that be your prayer right now. Steer a fresh walk with the Holy Spirit in my life. How can you run when you turn all the way of the will? How can you run when you turn all the way of the spirit? How can you fly like the wind when you turn all the wind, the power that walks in you? Changing everything. How can you walk when you don't know the way of the will? How can you run? You don't know the way of the spirit. How can you fly like the eagles when you don't know the wind, the power that walk in you, changing everything? change and everything. Changing everything. Rock of ages, clap for me. Let me hide myself in you, Rock of Ages, clap for me. Let me hide myself in you. You are my shield, you are my covering, you are my deliverer, my sustainer. You are my shield, you are my covering, you are my deliverer, my sustainer. Take me to the place, the place you are, the secret place, that's where I wanna be. Take me to the place you are, the secret place, that's where I wanna be. Oh, take me to the place you are, the secret place, that's where I wanna be. Take me to the place you are, the secret place, that's where I wanna be. Oh, take me to the place you are, the secret place. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you for a fresh work with your Spirit, an invitation to the secret place. We thank you, Lord, because we will be faithful to the secret place. And by so doing, begin to dwell under the shadow of the Almighty. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.